KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 72 degrees. We do look forward to be variably cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially redeveloping this afternoon at a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In area news, Audubon School District Superintendent Brett Gibbs reports the Audubon School Board will hold a work session 6:30 p.m. Wednesday in their boardroom of the high school. Their tentative agenda calls for discussion on present and future administrative staffing. The next regular Audubon School Board meeting is 7 p.m. on September 17th, also in the boardroom at the high school. 1 week from today, September 11th, the Audubon Community School Board will ask registered district voters to renew the district's physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, for another 10 years. School officials say the levy, which the board is proposing to leave at its current rate of 67 cents per $1,000 valuation, plays an integral part in providing a quality education for the students at Audubon Community Schools. PEPL funds can only be used for specific purposes, as stated by Iowa law. And here are a few of the ways the PEPL funds have been utilized by the Audubon School District. In the form of student security, such as security cameras, secure entrances, and playground upgrades, building maintenance, including roof and repair and replacement, carpet replacement, and tuck pointing, transportation equipment, including the purchase or repair of buses, vans, and Suburbans, technology, one-to-one initiatives, classroom technology and student management software, and energy savings in the form of LED lighting, door and window replacement, and upgrades to the HVAC system. Officials say by using PEPL funds to maintain facilities and equipment, the Audubon School District has been able to hold the line in the general levy fund, making it one of the lowest levies in the area. That's also allowed the school board to focus general fund dollars on the district's main goal of providing a first-rate education to Audubon students. If you happen to have any questions concerning the PEPL fund levy, you're asked to contact the superintendent's office at 712-563-2607. Voting will be open at noon on September 11th and will close at 8 p.m. at the Agri Hall at the Audubon Fairgrounds. Again, if you'd like more information about voting or absentee voting, you can contact the Audubon County Auditor's Office. It's 712-563-2584. Well, construction on the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska's Prairie Flower Casino in Carter Lake is moving along on schedule, and the casino will soon start filling out the remaining available jobs. Ponca Tribe Chairman Larry Wright Jr. says they recently had a job fair for tribal members to fill some spots.
We have several positions already filled now, and now we're going to be opening it up here in the next week or so, a couple weeks, to the public as a whole. And so we're going to invite people in the metro area or people that are looking for a job in the metro area to come to the fair.
The casino expects to have around 100 employees. Wright says another issue they will discuss is whether members of the tribe receive some sort of a payment from the casino proceeds.
That will be a decision for our tribal people to decide, and we continue to work on that item specifically. But we wanted to make sure that we had the other issues to address first before we start spending money.
Wright says the majority of the tribe backed building the casino because of the jobs and other benefits it would bring. He says they need to know that can take care of all the needs before moving ahead with anything else.
There's lots of things to consider. We offer a lot of programs and services to our people, education, housing, health care, just to name a few. And we look at bolstering those programs to help our people become less dependent on those things.
Wright says they want to be able to present the issue with all the information they can.
We'll look at all avenues and give our people as much information so they can make those educated decisions.
The Ponca Tribe has some 4,300 members in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. The 9,500-square-foot casino with 200 slot machines is expected to open sometime in late October. Well, a monthly survey report suggests economic conditions in 9 Midwestern and Plains states took a leap forward last month. The report released today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, jumped to 61.1 in August as compared to 57.0 in July. And it's the 21st straight month that the index remained above growth neutral 50. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the region's manufacturing growth at 3.1% over the past 12 months exceeds the U.S. growth rate of 2.6%. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that would suggest a decline. Converting row crops back to perennial pasture may seem like a move back to an earlier time, but for Dave and Meg Schmidt of Exira, it represents the future of their grass-fed livestock farm. Dave and Meg started Troublesome Creek Cattle Company in 2012 when they got married. In 2014, they purchased 80 acres of the Century Farm, where Meg grew up and where her parents still raise row crops. This year, the Schmidts will finish converting the row crop ground they purchased to perennial pasture. The farm operation consists of a herd of about 30 red and black Angus cows, plus a small flock of Katahdin hare sheep and a few hogs. Dave and Meg will share their experience with grass-fed beef production at a Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day that they're hosting this Saturday, September the 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. near Exira, about 6 miles east of Exira at 2858 Quail Avenue. The event, Grass-Fed Beef from Production to Marketing, is free to attend and will include lunch, but you're asked to make your reservations for the meal to call Deborah Mockholder at 515-232-5661 by no later than tomorrow. There is also an email address you can find under the same story. The field day is sponsored by Prudenterra. Guests will learn about the Schmidt's strategies for raising grass-fed beef, including summer and winter grazing management and grass finishing at different times of the year. Dave and Meg will also share results from an on-farm research trial analyzing meat supplies for fatty acids, including omega-3 content, and discuss their approach to direct marketing of grass-fed beef, as well as their future marketing streams. The Schmidts retain the best calves for breeding and grass finishing, and the direct market 100% of their grass-fed and finished beef and lamb to customers in Des Moines, Omaha, and the surrounding areas. The Schmidts have also served as members for Practical Farmers Savings Incentive Program. Their mentee, Matthew Weiss of Heirloom Farm near Earlham, will join them to share his experience in the program. You can find the directions to their farm under this same story on the news and ag page at KJAN.com. Authorities say a man and woman were injured when their elevated deck collapsed at their home in northeast Des Moines while they were grilling food. The Des Moines Register reports the incident happened just after 5 p.m. on Monday. Des Moines Police Sergeant Tina Kalar says rotted wood may have allowed the deck to fall away from the house. The 72-year-old woman was taken to a hospital for treatment of burns from the grill's contents. Her 69-year-old husband was treated at an urgent care center. A flash flood warning has been issued for northeast Iowa. The National Weather Service said today that a radar reading shows up to 6 inches of rain have fallen since midnight. Some flooding is expected in several communities, including Alcater and Postville. Flood watch has also been posted for much of northeast and eastern Iowa. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.